This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. I urge you to take just a few moments today to study with us about the great life that Jesus Christ wants you to live. I realize that I'm very likely speaking to a great many people who have evaluated their lives in this fashion. Well, there really isn't very much to my life. About all I've ever had is misery and degradation. Sometimes you might even have thought about doing away with yourself. I remember on occasion of preaching, one especially I'm thinking of now, a lesson which I taught about the greatness of God and what He wants us to do with our lives, how He loves us, how great He knows our life can be if we will but listen to Him. And later on, the preacher with that local church, I was holding a gospel meeting there, came and told me that there was a young man who had attended that service with the intention before he came that at least sometime during that day he would do away with himself, that he would kill himself, committing suicide. But having heard that lesson, he changed his mind. He was baptized into Christ, became a Christian, and lived a great life. This is what Christ would have you to do today as you evaluate your life, to realize that there can be something great about it, that you have innate talents, you have wonderful opportunities, somehow or other there's something in your circumstance of life that affords you a peculiar, an especially valuable opportunity for yourself, for others, and for serving God. A great curiosity, a willingness to fight evil and to fight for good, and to be afraid not of men but of God, to reverence God in a holy, righteous fear. You must be afraid of some things, but not of others. Do not be afraid of things that men can do to you, but be afraid of living a life that's out of harmony with the basic will of God. You must learn to have a great self-regard, a high regard for yourself. You must realize that you can rise above certain things, certain desires in your life. Our need for air, for water, for food cannot be sublimated in our continue to live. We cannot live without breathing. We cannot live very long without water. We cannot live very long without food. But you can live without sexual activity. You can live by the power of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13, Paul makes clear that there is no temptation that overtakes us but what we can overcome by the power of God, that the Lord will provide a way of escape. You can sublimate your sex desire by working strongly for God in using your life to accomplish something great. Do not let such things overcome you or your desire for drink or drugs or anything of that sort. God will help you in living the excellent life. Another element in the living of the excellent life is that you must learn to master depression. Master feeling blue and down. You know, some people take depression for granted. Some people identify themselves with their very worst moods. Let's recognize, let's just face the truth about it, that every one of us feels blue or down at some time. There is none of us that lives up on a great high plane and stays there every second, every minute of our lives. There are ups and downs to the life of every one of us. But learn to think of yourself as saying, I, John Smith, or I, Mary Jones, am not the kind of person that I was when I was down a few moments ago. I'm the kind of person that ordinarily lives close to God, who lives life with great optimism. The kind of person who can say, as Caleb did, is recorded in the 14th chapter of the book of Numbers in the Old Testament, when he said, "Let us go up at once and possess it, for we're well able to overcome." It's a marvelous thing to know today that we have the great and precious promises of God in the Bible, that this is life eternal, that they should know thee, the only true God, and him whom thou didst send, even Christ Jesus. God has promised us eternal life if we will obey the gospel, being baptized into him, and to live the faithful Christian life. I hope that you will learn to live the excellent life. Our time is gone for today. I hope you'll be with us tomorrow. But until then, may God bless and keep you, is my earnest and sincere prayer.